the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst for the Global Markets Research Team. This is episode 6, and we're looking at the week starting 16th December 2019. Boris Johnson's gamble to hold an early election paid off handsomely. What are the implications for the pound?
Well, a large Tory majority was seen as the best outcome for the pound ahead of the election. And it certainly played out that way, with the pound rising sharply overnight, with cable hitting an intraday high of 135.16 and euro sterling falling to an intraday low of 82.78. And on a trade-weighted basis, that's helped to lift the pound to the highest level since the Brexit referendum back in 2016. That's been quite some turnaround for the pound in recent months, after it fell below 120 in September. And we think this reaction clearly highlights that market participants have welcomed the clearing of the Brexit deadlock in Parliament. The new Tory administration will now be able to move quickly to pass Boris Johnson's Brexit deal through Parliament and allow the UK to finally leave the EU by the end of January. And this ensures that no deal Brexit risk will not be returning anytime soon. The January cliff edge has now been pushed back until the end of next year, when the transition deal is currently set to run out. And we'd also add as well that I think market participants are generally relieved that the threat of more left-wing policies under a potential Labour government has been avoided. And then there's also, of course, the added bonus that the Tories won a sizeable majority. This will give Boris Johnson much more room for manoeuvre in future negotiations with the EU, both over the new trading relationship and also potentially over extending the transition period beyond the end of next year. As we'd seen in recent years, the hard Brexiteers and the DUP had prevented the government from acting on Brexit in the past, and this will no longer be the case, given that Boris Johnson has such a large majority. And we think that that extra flexibility could lead to a somewhat softer Brexit outcome and reduced risk of a no-deal Brexit further down the line. So obviously a lot of this is good news, and we think it is already priced into the pound. We, like I said, it's already strengthened very sharply in recent months. And we feel from here on in, it's going to be more challenging for the pound to continue to advance above 135 for cable and below the 83 level for euro sterling. And I think as well, the other thing we would say is that in recent months, obviously, the pound has been very volatile, one of the most volatile currencies, certainly within the G10 space, shifting very, very sharply on the back of Brexit developments. But we think in the next couple of months, a couple of quarters, that the volatility of the pound will start to ease. Because ultimately, although Brexit will still be ongoing, we think it's going to be more of a background issue as the start of the talks over a new free trade deal between the EU and UK, we think are unlikely to kind of drive the same kind of volatility that we've seen the pound in recent months.
And will the election outcome have an impact on the Bank of England's policy update next week?
Well, it's certainly something that the Bank of England will take into consideration. On the positive side, the fact that we have a clear outcome from the election, with the Tories winning a majority, that will help to ease some of the elevated Brexit and political uncertainty that we've seen in the UK in recent months. And if you look at the data from the UK that's been released, it has shown that the UK economy has ground to a halt in recent months, partly obviously in response to this elevated level of uncertainty. So there is certainly an element of optimism out there that the economy in the UK could rebound at the start of next year. And that's something that the Bank of England will certainly take into consideration. But having said that, though, there are still, I think, legitimate concerns over whether we will see that pickup in growth in the UK. If we look at, like I said, the performance of the economy, it has been slowing now since the Brexit referendum. And with growth now growing below 1%, I think for the Bank of England, that is certainly more of a concern. They would like to see growth stronger than 1% to be comfortable that their policy stance is appropriate. So we still feel overall that with the risks to growth still tilted to the downside, that they will be cautious over the outlook for the UK economy going forward. and we think they'll basically kind of still repeat the more dovish message that we saw at their last policy meeting in November, when they sent a much stronger signal to the market that they would be prepared to cut rates next year if the economy doesn't improve sufficiently. So we think that message will be repeated, and certainly that's one of the downside risks for the pound going forward, is that if the economy doesn't pick up as expected, then the Bank of England could be moving closer to a rate cut. We're still penciling in a cut for the second quarter of next year.
The US dollar has had a hard time in recent weeks. Is the stage set for further dollar weakness?
Yes, like you said, it's been another bad week for the dollar, with the dollar index threatening to break below key support levels at the 97 level for the first time since mid-July. And we did see that dollar sell-off extend over the past week, following the relatively dovish policy update from the Fed. We thought the Fed signaled more strongly that they are determined to keep policy on hold next year. There was certainly more of a consensus amongst FOMC participants that they want to keep rates on hold. And that is encouraging some dollar selling. Certainly the kind of hurdle for a rate hike is high at the moment. As Fed Chair Powell signaled himself, he would only really consider the need for a rate hike if we see a significant and persistent pickup in inflation pressures going forward. And it's difficult to see that materializing over the next 6 to 12 months. And on top of that as well, obviously the Fed is also conducting liquidity operations to try and ease concerns over the potential for a tightening of dollar liquidity over the year-end period. And we saw just yesterday, the New York Fed updated their plans, which included introducing overnight lending across the new year period, totaling up to $225 billion, and $190 billion in longer-term repo loans as well. And that also comes on top of $75 billion of longer-term repo loans that have already been provided to cover the year-end period. So when you add that all up, it certainly signals a significant increase is likely in dollar liquidity in the market, and we think that does pose some downside risks for the dollar as we head into the year-end period. On top of that as well, we also think the dollar is becoming less attractive as optimism is also building in the market over the outlook for global growth. Some of the key kind of leading indicators for the global economy have started to turn higher in recent months. And that is encouraging investors to become more optimistic over the outlook for the global economy, particularly for growth outside of the US as we go into to 2020. And if that continues, where market expectations start to expect the growth differential between the US and overseas to narrow, that could be something which helps to reverse the strong dollar that we have seen in place over the last couple of years. And really kind of reinforcing that dynamic as well is see the latest reports from the US and China that they're moving very close now to finalizing the so-called phase one trade deal. That's something which also will encourage more optimism over global growth going forward. And in particular, obviously, for China, if we look at the performance of the Chinese renminbi, we saw dollar CNY drop below the 7 level again at the end of this week. And I think that generally is another good sign that the dollar is generally weak across the board right now. And that dynamic is certainly playing into this weaker dollar environment that we find ourselves in. So overall, we think certainly that the risks are building, that the dollar does look increasingly vulnerable to the risk of a more marked correction lower in the near term.
Thanks, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next Monday for your FX insights for the week ahead.